Satan is a role reversal master. He does it when it comes to sexuality. He does it when it comes to behaviors assigned to genders. He does it when it comes to roles that have been assigned within the church. He is a role reversal master. He loves to take God's design and turn it on its head. And in that way, he insults our Maker and he injures us.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott. We'd really like for you to join us in this conversation. So as you have questions or concerns, or maybe topics you'd like to propose, just leave that in the comments section or send us an email. Now remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. So if you'd like more information about how you can help us produce this podcast week after week, just go to our website, straighttruth.net. Well, our next question has to do with how to have a biblically informed worldview to address any question that might come about in our culture. And of course, every culture has its own unique scenarios and questions, and this one is unique to our culture, probably. I remember a few years ago in a Republican presidential debate, one question that was asked that every presidential candidate in the Republican side answered affirmatively was, should women be included in the national draft? And should they submit draft cards and be included? And every candidate, regardless of their religious affiliation, said yes, right? It was an interesting moment. I remember
that too.
As a Christian and who wants to have a biblically informed worldview on matters like that. But that's the question. It was submitted online, and the question is, should women be in combat roles in the military, and how can the Bible inform my response?
Mm. Well, first of all, I think the way you asked the question, I love it because it helps people understand how we process all these questions that you and I discuss, which is from the large to the small. We take the whole of what Scripture teaches about everything, and then we work to the specific issues that you and I discuss, some of which are addressed directly in Scripture, some of which are not addressed directly in Scripture. But when you live your life that way, when you have a life saturated with the Word of God, your mind saturated with Scripture, your worldview dictated by God's revelation, then when you come to things the Bible doesn't address directly, you still have principles by which you can think through those issues. And that's what we want people to learn. Mm-hmm. Even through this podcast, we want people to learn how to think biblically. And so we strive to do that. So you take this question, should women be sent into combat? And I just simply ask, if you take the whole of what the Bible teaches about what God designed men and women to be, does that make sense? I mean, when you take what the Bible teaches about masculinity, what the Bible teaches about femininity, what the Bible teaches about Adam's first responsibility and Eve's first responsibility, and then you move forward from Genesis through the rest of the book, and you look at what is the focus of men, what is the focus of women, how the family is structured, how the church is structured, and then you ask, should we be sending our daughters and our mothers and our wives out to defend us in combat? For me, it's an easy question. The answer is no. There's no way that should happen. Men are designed by God to be providers and protectors. We are meant to provide for our wives and daughters and protect our wives and daughters. What we don't do is hide behind them. There's a danger coming. There's someone attacking us. Now we're going to send out our wives and daughters to stand in front of us to protect us. That is backward. You say, well, what about standing beside us? Again, we have to ask, is that the role we see in Scripture for women? Or does God exhort us as men to be strong? So we could also approach this from a different angle. Are there places in Scripture where judgments upon the people of God are expressed in ways where you have role reversal? Where men are not acting as men and women are acting in their stead. I think about Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, where God says, my people, infants are their oppressors and women rule over them. Now, it's clear that he's talking, you know, metaphorically, because infants could never oppress you. What he's saying is, what is happening in a culture when children from the standpoint of their thinking and their behaviors. I mean, immature infants, ignorant people are oppressing you. But he adds, and women rule over them. So even if he's speaking metaphorically, there has to be something to the metaphor. There has to be something to the illustration, something to the comparison. And when you're in a culture where the least informed and the least capable people are running things and the result is oppression, or you have a culture where women are leading men and defending men and protecting men, you have role reversal that is taking place. And that is actually a picture of the judgment of God. So should we have our daughters signing up for the draft? No. And I remember that debate you're talking about. I was so disappointed in the answers that were given. A couple of other verses come to mind. 1 Corinthians 16:13, which says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong." And we could ask, is it only men who know strength? Of course not. Is there a strength that belongs to femininity? Yes. Do we need strong wives and mothers in our homes? Yes. But what kind of strength belongs to femininity, and what kind of strength belongs to masculinity? Josh, we are living in a time where that is under major attack. Satan is a role reversal master. He does it when it comes to sexuality. He does it when it comes to behaviors assigned to genders. He does it when it comes to roles that have been assigned within the church. He is a role reversal master. He loves to take God's design and turn it on its head. And in that way, he insults our Maker and he injures us. So the answer to the question is no. They should not be going forth to defend us in battle.
So what would you say to the person who listens to this and they say, "Oh, Pastor Richard, that is a culturally conditioned statement, that the things you say from the Bible about femininity and what they can and cannot do is culturally conditioned. It's for that time period. But now we're in the 21st century, different time period. Let's even say different weapons of warfare that, that they can use and even be a part of without being frontline troops. What would you say with that?
I would say that you've not studied what the Bible says about itself, because the Bible doesn't claim to be culturally conditioned. It's brought to us out of a particular culture. I mean, there was a time the books were written, etc. But the principles, the truths are timeless. I think a great example of that is when Jesus is asked about divorce and remarriage in Matthew 5, Matthew 19, and they wanted to talk about concessions that were made in the law of Moses. Jesus said, "But in the beginning it was not so." He takes them back to Genesis. Now we're talking thousands of years earlier, and Jesus didn't think that was outmoded, outdated, culturally conditioned revelation. Our Lord, our Savior, takes us back to the first book in the Bible. And then you move 30 years later, you know, a quarter century later, and you have Paul teaching the church about the biblical roles of men and women, 1 Timothy chapter 2. He goes back to the book of Genesis. He goes back thousands of years before. So what we have in the Word of God is timeless truth. And where the culture doesn't reflect Scripture, the problem is not with Scripture, the problem is with the culture. So I would argue it's not culturally conditioned. It's timeless truth. It's the Word of God. It's as applicable to what we're the time we're living in right now as it ever has been. And just because the weapons of warfare change, it doesn't change the fact that you're asking your wives and mothers to defend the men of the nation. And that's backward.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you've made an observation or have a question related to this episode, just leave that in the comments section below. Now, be sure to go to our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find a host of information, including links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like it and share it with family and friends. Lastly, go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Now, remember, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.